This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The largest symphony on the Western Slope will require audience members to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and wear masks at performances starting December 10th. Kelly Anderson is the executive director of the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra. He says many Front Range arts organizations have already instituted similar rules.
It's the right move for us as an organization and for the community, and we're hoping that other organizations and businesses here will follow our lead, and hopefully other performances at the Avalon or at CMU might take these steps as well.
Neither Colorado Mesa University nor the Avalon Theater have vaccine or mask mandates, and Mesa County has not had a mask mandate since the spring, but the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra already requires musicians to be vaccinated and wear masks when feasible. Colorado's digital vaccine cards are frustrating users just as vaccine requirements are becoming more common. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state-backed My Colorado app is getting a lot of one-star reviews lately. That's due to frustrating glitches that may prevent people from showing their digital vaccine cards at concert halls and other venues. State officials say the problems are caused by heavy usage and may be solved by an upcoming update, but they say that may take a couple more weeks. In the meantime, they advise downloading a copy of your vaccination card from the app or just holding on to your paper copy. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Law enforcement agencies across Colorado are increasing DUI enforcement for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. You're listening to CPR News. It is 5:06.